This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, in the category of audacious promises, we bring you, and not for the first time in this category either, by the by, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Musk has a history of being bold, shall we say, with his pronouncements, so take what I'm about to tell you with a suitable degree of skepticism. Late last night, Musk announced via tweet, of course, because that's how business and policy get done in this day and age, that the long-awaited mass-market Tesla Model 3 is on track, his words, to begin full production this week with the first deliveries by the end of the month. $35,000 sticker price, by the way, is how Tesla defines mass market. But the upshot is this. We are on track from a man known for overpromising, but maybe sort of possibly could be at a tipping point for large-scale adoption of affordable zero-emission electric vehicles, which, it's important to remember here, have not been exactly flying out of the showrooms. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The dawn of the electric car age has been proclaimed many times since the turn of the century. That is 1900. So, is this Tesla really a turning point now? Sam Jaffe at Cairn Energy Research Advisors says yes. It's not so much the Model 3 goes 200 miles or it looks fancy, or even that 400,000 customers have pre-ordered it. It's the $35,000 sticker price.
If the car manufacturers can quickly find out ways to reduce the cost of making these vehicles, they will be much more popular. You will have to start seeing economy cars, meaning $20,000 to $25,000 price point,
which he sees in 5 to 10 years. And overall, he sees plug-in vehicles to jump from 1% of U.S. sales to 12% in a decade. That's a conservative forecast. The French state oil company, yes, an oil company, predicts up to 30% penetration by 2030. Now, a big reason for the affordability is a revolution in cheaper batteries.
The battery itself, that problem has been solved. It's the other parts of the car at this point that are costing too much.
Another huge factor is policy. California and 7 other states have mandates to get more zero-emissions vehicles, or ZEVs, on the road. Independent auto analyst Alan Baum.
You would otherwise see most automakers looking from the sidelines to say, well, we'll wait until it gets to be a big deal. But they can't do that because of the ZEV regulations.
Not to mention federal tax credits. And that's just regulations in the U.S. Other incentives in places like China to buy Teslas and other electric vehicles aim to boost EVs enough to dent world oil demand in the next decade or two. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.